Hello, I'm Wendy Friesen. In this session, I'm going to help you to want to see the good in others. A lot of people have asked me, how can I stop being so judgmental or stop seeing the bad in people? I want to see the good in them when I look at them, and I want to have a more positive attitude and change my self-talk so that I'm talking to myself in a more positive way and talking to and about others in a more positive way. So that is what we're going to experience right now. And the best way to experience anything that you want to change is with your eyes closed. So, of course, close your eyes. Go ahead, close them. Yes, relax. So there are many qualities in every person. Everyone has had their struggles and their experiences that shape their life. And everyone has such a unique journey, most of which you will never have a clue about, that you won't understand. What we're going to do in this session is to really seek to have some understanding. Not that you'll know and understand everything that's ever happened to them, but to create a core value of seeking to understand that this person is doing the best they can with all of their experiences and in their current life situation, that they are doing the best they can. Now, it's possible that when we create these feelings about seeing the best in someone, that the energy that we have actually affects them. It changes the experience in their cells and in their body. If you're familiar with the experiments that have been done with water molecules and how the crystals form based on the emotions that are sent to the water, you have an idea of what I'm talking about. The thoughts that you think don't go unnoticed. Even if you think that you can have negative thoughts about someone else, and it has no effect, and they'll never know what you're thinking, it may not be true. It's possible that you are actually connecting with and affecting the molecules of water in their body. And this creates a state in them that makes them feel secure around you, that they can trust you, that makes them feel unconditional acceptance. Or perhaps you've sent feelings to them that are not those of safety and acceptance and trust. Perhaps your thoughts and your emotions have gone to that person and created a disharmony or a fear or uncertainty, or made the person feel sad or stupid, and it is received in their body because of the way that our body reacts to the energy of the thought or the actual effect of the thought on the molecules of water in our body. So let's change all that. Take a nice deep breath. When you hear the tone, let your body and mind relax. Let it out now. Good. And one more time, take a nice deep breath. Let your body and mind relax. Deeper now. And this time, I want you to let yourself go to a place of wisdom within yourself where you can seek to understand others. Ready? Nice deep breath. Let it out. Now, in this moment, your mind, your heart, your love reaches out to gain understanding and wisdom about others. So I want you to think of someone that perhaps you've had some difficulty with. Someone that you would like to find some positive feelings for, but perhaps at this time you feel confused or angry, or sad, or hurt. And I want you to imagine having that person right there, not too close to you, but just there in front of you. Just imagine them being there. All of the experiences that you have had as a child, as a teenager, as an adult, have shaped you, helped you in some ways, hurt you in others. All of your experiences have made you who you are. At times, you're afraid and insecure, You don't know which way to turn. You wonder if you're good enough or worthy enough. And other times, when you feel a love or generosity or acceptance of others, you're on top of the world. You love yourself. You know that the universe is good to you and you expect good things to happen. So now, as you look at this person, bring that same understanding to them. There are things that have happened that have been difficult for that person, that have made them doubt themselves, make them feel unworthy, not good enough, not accepted. And if you look in those eyes, look in those eyes right now. Behind all of those behaviors, behind the things that they've done that maybe you don't like, in those eyes, see that what they really want is to be accepted. Look beyond the fear, the self-doubt, the insecurities. Really let yourself see what they need at a core level. Notice what is good, what is reaching out right now as you look into those eyes. What is it that that person really wants? What is their soul so hungry for? Is it acceptance? Is it love? Is it just having someone that is proud of them? Is it having acknowledgement for the good things they've done that perhaps they've never been acknowledged for? Want that for this person because they will be completely different. Their actions, their beliefs, their attitudes, all of their behaviors will change when they get their core need met. Now go closer to that person and hold out one hand with your palm up. And allow that person to put their hand, palm down, on top of yours. And just feel the gentleness between your hands, the connection. Look in those eyes. And feel it right now. What is it that that person needs? At a core level, what are they hungry for? What does their soul cry for? And I want you to let that person know, in your words, what you truly appreciate about them, what you really value about that person. Look in those eyes and find the thing that is so valuable. And in this moment, you express it beautifully. There is no judgment. There's no right or wrong. Now in this moment, you're able to express from your place of wisdom what you truly appreciate in them. And as you do, notice what happens. Notice how deeply they're affected. How grateful they are. How very content they are to hear those words. Now I want you to thank them in whatever way you feel is important. And let them go. And then I want you to notice several people beginning to come into your awareness all around you. All of these people, you know, they've been in your life in one way or another. They all have behaviors you don't like. They do things that you don't appreciate. Some of them may have even hurt you or said things that you just couldn't shake off. some of them really do appreciate you, and they just don't know how to say it or express it. Some of them have things that they would love to tell you, but maybe you have your guard up, and they don't feel that they can approach you. Right now, in your place of wisdom right now, you're going to see them through new eyes. So one at a time, just let your mind focus. Get eye contact. Reach into their soul and feel that connection. What do they really need? What is it that their soul hungers for? What is it that they have not had that would make them feel so complete? See the good in that person as you make eye contact. And if you can, let them know what you appreciate. Now go to the next one. Make eye contact and notice. And the next one. And the next one. And when you see not just through your eyes. You see from your heart, from your spirit, from the love that you have that connects us all. In you, you really do want the best for others. You really do want them to feel loved and accepted in the same way that you crave love and acceptance. We all want to know that we're okay. That we are accepted. That we are lovable. Now, some of these people, you may choose to express without words how you really feel. A touch. A caress. A kiss. A hug. Let your mind continue to acknowledge each one, to feel the depth of the connection, to honor the influence you have by your thoughts and your unspoken words. You love to see the good in others. Your mind expresses the good things that you appreciate about the people in your life. You expand on their qualities and their talents, the good things they do, the way that they make you happy and acknowledge you. You see the good in others. Your relationships become deeper and more meaningful. You embrace the friends, the family, and the acquaintances in your life. You freely express these positive feelings and emotions. You love to see the good in others. It's easy for you to express the words that tell them how you feel, to be positive, nurturing, accepting. You love to see the good in others. Take a nice deep breath. Surround all of those people in a beautiful bright light right now. And let them float away into their place of wisdom as they gratefully accept the gift that you have given them. Now, bring your awareness back to the room and back to my voice. Take a deep breath, and I want you to take both of your arms, cross them over your chest, and give yourself a hug. For the same things that you see in others, you now see in yourself. You are grateful for who you are, to create this love, this depth, and this connection with yourself. When you talk about yourself and to yourself, you notice the positive and the good. That is you. So now, as I count from 1 to 5, bring all of the energy back into your body, and on the number 5, you'll feel wide awake and refreshed. 1, bring the energy into your legs and arms, and 2, bring that energy all the way up into your body. 3, feeling balanced and refreshed, and 4, your eyes will feel cool and refreshed, wide awake, and 5, clear-headed. Take another deep breath. Hold it for just a moment. Let that oxygen go into your body. Keep hugging yourself, because just in case you don't get enough hugs from others, you can have one now. And have an absolutely fabulous and magical day.